The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Friday, and it's around 10 o'clock, and that means it's Boat Smart time. Good morning, and welcome. Stefan Schmitz in the studio with us. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good this week. How are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. I'm excited that it's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday's, and I'm kind of happy we're getting a little warm weather, but it looks like it's going to get interesting next
today's
week.
Today's not too bad outside, so, no. You know, it'll... Yeah, if Sunday's going to get a little colder, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
And what to do, because you really need to do something. So you need to listen to the show today if you got a boat sitting out there in the cold weather. So listen to me and take heed, because I'm going to tell you, this weather that's coming up can damage your boat. So I'll touch on that again, and that way we protect your boat from this cold weather that's coming in, and we'll get that squared away.
So. And write this number down, because 850-437-1620, yep. You can send in your questions and comments directly to Stefan by texting them in.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I love to get texts and phone calls, so if you have any questions or comments, I'm more than happy to take them for you. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Check out the website for engines that they have in stock, special deals, and they can also check on your Facebook page for those as well, so they have both those running. I believe they're trying to fix it to where your website, you can check on your services when you have your boat in. You can keep track of that as well, so they know where you're at on the boat and that kind of stuff. So they're doing some all kinds of cool things over there on their website. Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki products. So check them out. Go out there and get that deal. We got a little bit of time before things start picking up in February or so. And right now would be a great time to do that repower or the service that you need. Maybe you need some wiring done. Maybe you need some electronics installed. Trailer work. Don't forget about your trailer. They can do that as well. So check out Key Marine out there at 5621 in Bower Road here in Pensacola, not too far out there. So I'm the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College, Georgetown, located 2400 Longreach Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu is the website. They have a great chat feature on there. So if you want to get a hold of anybody, you can go to the chat feature and send a message, and Mr. Wiggins will get that message out to whoever it needs to go to, and we'll answer you back. It's better than the phones. A lot of times the phones ring, and nobody seems to be able to answer them because we're so busy.
You're busy out there. You got things to do. That makes perfect
sense.
Even
on my desk, I'm not always at my desk.
You're teaching.
And then my phone rings. Sometimes I answer it, sometimes I don't. And then when you get busy, you kind of forget that you have a message on there or something. So, you know,
the chat
I do
feature.
Try to get to it, though. If I get a message, I'm calling you back. So clear out your message box.
There you
and
go.
Have a voicemail set up, you know.
That's right.
So many times I'll call people back and their voicemail is not set up, you know. And I'm going, okay, I can't leave a message. And then I guess you shoot them a text nowadays or say, hey, I called you back and that kind of stuff. I did have some calls this week from different people around town in the business that are interested in my students. So we're setting up a few tours and stuff with different locations that are going to come in, see what we do, hire my students and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of exciting. In the next few months, we'll be doing that as well. So, you know, I'll always call you back. It may take me a little bit, but I'll get back to you. call you, email you, text you, whatever. I'll make it happen. One way or another. So this week in Marine Service Technology, Jeff started his job Monday.
About a week ago, right?
Yeah, out at Key Marine, and he's loving it.
Oh, that's so great. Yep. Doesn't that feel good?
Oh, it does. And it's really fun to talk to students after they start their jobs, because they learn different things too, you know, when they go to work. Bill out there is the service manager, the service advisor manager. He runs that shop out there, and Bill is great with my students. I think Bill would come do my job if he could do that, because he likes
really?
Teaching people. Yeah.
Oh, that's so neat. Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah, but him and I are both about the same age, so we're both going to be going out of this business, you know, about the same time. So that's probably not going to happen. But you know, he does like teaching, and so it works really well when we send students out. And if he remembers, you know, where he came from, and he tries to put instill that in the teaching method, so he knows that my students aren't, you know, they're not to the level that somebody's been in the industry for 20, 30 years is, you know, so.
But they're well schooled. I mean, you've instructed them; they're ready to learn, ready to start. Now they're getting that practical experience at Key Marine,
and it works out really great for them. And what Jeff has been talking a lot about is the tools that they're using out there.
Oh,
so it's funny because they go out into the shop with a new with technicians that are already in the field, and the technicians are telling them, "Hey, you need this tool, you need that tool," you know, because the tools that they're using are helping them to get jobs completed better and quicker. You know, more proficient with the work that they're doing. So he comes into class and he's telling me about all these tools he's fixing to buy and make his, you know, make his job easier.
Right.
That kind of thing. So I enjoy talking to him about that and the tools that they're using out in the field. And there's so much technology and tools nowadays with battery drills and different things that we have that we add batteries to, which in the old days we used air. We had air tools,
of course, you
were attached to an air hose.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And now you have battery tools that will do what practically what any air tool, you know, will do.
Do you find that the technology, even in this industry, is changing so much? Is it hard to keep up in the school?
It's really hard to keep up with it. And, you know, we try to do so through our sponsors, Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki. They provide us with the training, you know, online training and things like that that we need. And it changes very quickly. And it's ever changing. It's like nothing is the same from yesterday to today, it seems.
Is it challenging then? Because you'll have boats that people have had for 10 years and somebody that's bought a new one. When I get a new car and all the buttons are not where they used to be.
It is challenging. It's challenging to customers. It's challenging to technicians and that kind of stuff. But, you know, when they go out into the field, I have a lot of technology in my class, but when they get onto a boat that has all this technology combined, mm-hmm. you know, then it becomes a little overwhelming at times. So it's good that the students get out there and they work with other technicians with the technology on the boats that they have, and, you know, and they're able to learn it. So, and every piece of electronics and engines are a little bit different, you know, so you have to learn all that stuff.
So we're talking with Stefan Schmidt this morning, and this is Pep Talk and Boat Smart on Friday. Got a question for Stefan about your boat, things coming up, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, give me a call or text, more than happy to talk to you about anything. Maybe you're interested in a class out at Georgetown. I'm familiar with a lot of classes out there, stuff like that, so I'm more than happy to answer those questions. I found something interesting this week that happened in my class yesterday. Cameron, who's my student from Maryland, he was been on the show before, and he's working toward graduating. He's actually working toward going offshore and on boats, you know, offshore.
Oh,
so we're working with he's making those things happen, you know, the background checks and all the training and stuff like that. So I'm incorporating, you know, his training that he gets while he's doing that. He's going to leave, like he'll go to a class and he'll be out a couple of days. So we give him credit, of course, to be in our class when he does those kind of things. So he's working toward that. But his school up in Maryland, the alumni school thing for the alumni association with the school, wanted to talk to him about his career choices or his education after he left high school.
Uh-huh.
So he had a interview or a conversation yesterday through you know, the internet, where they see each other. And he set up the camera in the shop while we were on a lunch break during this time. And he set up his laptop where the camera was facing one of our Yamaha engines in the back, you know. So he's got a Yamaha engine behind him, and he has a Yamaha shirt on, right?
Right.
So he's just representing so well, you know.
And, that's great.
Yes, and so he was able to talk to other students at his school, and they've taped all this. I'm trying to get a copy of that so I can add that to to the portfolio of Boat Smart, right?
Yeah.
So it was pretty neat that he did this, you know. And they asked him some questions about why he chose the direction that he went to. And he said that that he decided to attend the meeting so he could share his experience with our program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when he was asked about the program, enthusiastically he described its amazing and self-paced offering of hands-on learning and ranges from basic outboard systems and wiring to more complex tasks like rewiring boats, working on inboards and stern drives and outboards and servicing stern drive units and maintaining engines. So he told them all this stuff, right?
Gosh, he's a spokesperson for you. That's amazing.
And he actually told him, you know, if you're interested in this industry, and this is the place to go. Now, here we are, you know, pulling people from other states.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
Nebraska, over in Maryland, Alabama, Mississippi. So many people from out of state comes to our class. It's just amazing to me
that
word gets out.
Well, if you're doing it on Zoom now, there's no borders, no restrictions.
So it's everywhere. Yeah. You know? So, you know, it'd be interesting to see what happens with that. But, I think that his path that he's taking right now is good. He came into class younger, fresh out of high school from Maryland, come down here trying to figure out what he's going to do. And I've seen him go different directions. Mm-hmm. You know, what, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And now he is going to have working on this one path, and he continues to do so.
That's amazing.
That's the offshore stuff, which, you know, everything he's learned in my class will help him with what he's doing there, you know?
Well, I think the thing that's important is something that you instill in them, is because when you have a teacher that is passionate about what they do, that translates to the students. They get excited about it too.
Yeah, and I think it's good for teachers to care about their students,
yes,
you know, and worry about what direction they go and actually get upset when things don't go right, you know?
Yes.
I do, and things like that, you know? But I care about them, and I want them to move forward, and I want them to be successful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you know, it's because you try to understand the student, their goals, their personalities, and that kind of stuff, and you try to work with them as best you can, you know.
Sure.
So that's what we try to do. My new students that came in now, it's 2 weeks ago, so they've been there 7 days, right?
Yep. How are they doing?
And they're doing great, you know, doing great, and I'm working with them, and they're already into precision measuring and torque wrenches. So we're working on that right now. So they're off the computers. It's kind of funny. The first 3 days it seems to be exciting because I'm lecturing, mm-hmm. lecturing. And then it goes into a part where they're actually on the computer, the laptops. And now I'm not lecturing anymore. They're trying to get through safety courses and tool courses. And there's a period of time where they're kind of on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the frowns on their faces, you know.
Because now they're having to work.
Yeah, you know, well, they
want to meet.
Everybody wants to immediately go into the shop.
Of course.
And, you know, and I understand that, you mm-hmm. know, go out there and work. But you have to bring them to a different level before you can do that. You just can't throw somebody on an engine without knowing the basics.
And safety, I would imagine.
Safety is a big part of it. And understanding tools and how to use the tools is a big part of it. So we've got them through that. And I think I surprise them sometimes, because as we learn and they ask questions, a lot of times I'll turn around and ask another question on top of their question, you know.
Uh-oh.
Trying to get them to, you know, retain information.
And think it through.
Yeah, and just get them to think about what they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were checking valve clearance on some 350 Yamaha 350 heads, and as we went through learning the actual precision measuring, how to, micrometers and feeler gauges and all that, and so I was showing some things. I laid the heads out on the bench, and I said, okay, now you need to go in the service manual, and you need to find the information before we move further forward. So I'm forcing them to read the service manual to get the information.
And how did that go?
And then they find the information. I said, okay, now you need to go in there and find how to do this.
Right.
And you need to identify the part that's in front of you. And you need to do all these things before I'm coming back over here. I'm going to come back, check on you. If you're not there, we're not doing it. We're not moving forward until you figure it out. And they actually went very well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And once they started doing it, and I understand you learn the process, and it's reading and PowerPoints and me walking you through it. But until you actually do it, that's when it clicks, you know.
Of course, yeah.
And you see little light bulbs go off over their heads. I say that all the time, but I really mean that. You can see in their face and their expressions that they're learning,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And that hands-on experience.
And that they get, it helps them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they retain the information? That's a tough call. That's
probably
really
more,
tough.
Probably more than you think, though, because isn't it sort of cumulative when you're teaching them something and then you do one thing and then you add the next?
Retention is really the hardest part of the whole entire process that we deal with, because students can take notes. And if they don't take good notes, they need to take good notes. They need to write down notes. And these students are taking notes. I have to kind of force them a little bit, you know, hey, you need to take notes. But they need to take notes. But the problem, I can take notes, but if I don't go back to my notes and study them, you know, and review them again, mm-hmm. the retention part of that information is very difficult.
That's what I
you know, you got to go back and do that. When I went to service schools, when I was at a dealership, we'd go to 1 week service schools and stuff, and I'd take a lot of notes, and I'd review the notes and stuff. Well, if you take your notebook and you throw it off to the side when you get back to the shop, and then something comes in, it has that issue that they were talking about at school, you got to think, did I hear that before? Do I know about that? You know, and then you have to dig through your notes again to try to find that so you can pull that information back out.
But if you study it, you know, you're have to way study ahead it. Of the game.
And I think if I could get students to do that, the ones that do that are more successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they take good notes and they start reading their notes and learning that way as well.
Well, that makes sense. And the thing that you're fighting against is the text age now. People aren't used to, we come from that era where you did take notes and wrote things down and study them. And now it's texting, instant information. If I don't know it, I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Right?
It really
is. So you're combating that.
Yeah. And I talk about cell phones and, you know, how to use them and that kind of stuff and how important it is, you know. Again, this is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. We got plenty of time. If you got a question or comment, give us a call or text. We'll more than happy to take that and answer your question as well. So I got some interesting news coming in that I got an email from Yamaha.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
This is awesome to me. Yamaha sponsors somewhere in a ballpark of 105, 110 schools across our country. And that sponsorship includes online training, textbooks. They supply engines sometimes and different curriculum and things like that. They even have visits from Yamaha reps that come by to school. So out of those 110 schools, what I just really like and enjoy going to reading this to you, that the program, out of all these schools, we are in the top eight of those schools. So they sent an email out to the top eight schools, and they told them, hey, you guys were the top eight schools in 2024 to place students in the field. Top eight in 2024 placing students in the field.
Really?
Yes, out of 105 to 110 schools that Yamaha sponsors.
That's incredible.
I love that number.
Yes.
You know, I love it. And here's
is
what they're going to do.
Is that nationwide?
What's that?
Is that nationwide?
Nationwide.
You should be very proud
of
that.
Nationwide.
That's phenomenal.
But Yamaha, you know, they really are into training and helping students move up.
Well, it makes sense.
They're focused on that, right? And that focus helps us as instructors in the marine industry to move our students forward. So, as a congratulations,
mm-hmm.
we got a text?
Yes, sir, but go
Let's
ahead.
Let's take the text. I'm going to do this after, so go ahead.
Okay, all right. So we do get a question. Mr. Schmidt, can you elaborate on coming to a vocational versus traditional four-year school, starting pay and top-out pay? Thank you so much, and go Noles, he says.
They always have to throw that in there, don't they? I'll say go Gators, but, you know, hey.
Well, you know what I
all
say.
All right, so, you know, I have a lot of, and I'm not knocking colleges, you know, that you know, traditional college, but mm-hmm. I have a lot of college students in my class.
Yes.
They can't get jobs or they don't get pay, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, apples to apples and all that stuff, you know, but when you look at coming into our industry, you're there for 750, 800 hours and you actually go to work, just like Jeff is doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very impressed by the fact that yesterday he was talking to some other my other students saying he gets paid more money now than the other job that he just left, which was in another industry,
mm-hmm.
right? So that tells me that the industry's stepping up, you know, and with pay. So right now my students anywhere from the $15 to $21, $22 range to start, and it goes up from there. Typically, students that are in the field, and depending on where they're at now, can get $50,000 to $60,000 a year plus benefits, you know, if they're in the field about 5 years or so.
Right.
And it could go up from there. And of course the sky's the limit. What do you know, if you decide to open a business or whatever, you can definitely increase your pay that way.
I would think the difference though between what you do and say a traditional college is this on hands practical. You're actually placing your students in jobs that are going to help them gain experience, improve their learning. It's more of a career choice and very specific, right?
And very specific. And you get paid when you go out into the field you know, and you're still enrolled in school.
Right.
Where other, I guess, other colleges or something, if you go out in the field, whatever, for whatever, if you're a lawyer or go help a lawyer office or something, I don't know. Do they pay them? I don't think so. I think they just get college credits. In our industry, you get actually get paid to go to work and go to school, you know, so it works out really well. I hope I answered that question well.
I think you did, yeah. So yeah. What were you starting, but you were talking about something else now.
So, okay, so we're the top eight. We're in the top eight. I don't know where we fall in there. I'm happy to be top eight.
And kudos for that.
Out of over 100 schools that Yamaha sponsors. So as a congratulations, they're going to thank us by donating a 425 horsepower XTO engine, okay? That motor's value, retail value on that's about $50,000.
Wow!
Yeah.
Yay! Congratulations!
So right now I'm in the preliminary of trying to get it approved from the school because they have to approve all this stuff to get it shipped out because we got to actually pay shipping on it. So it's a process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with Miss Carol on it right now, and Mr. Brooks trying to get that squared away so we can get that motor in there. I already have a stand built for it. I'm ready to go. So once it gets in, I already have a place to put it.
That's exciting.
And yeah, it's exciting. And every time they send us something like that, they don't collect dust in our class.
I imagine not. No.
We work on them.
Yeah.
You know, we fix them. We go through and we do services on them and that kind of stuff.
Well, so that's exciting. That's going to be great.
It is very exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And Yamaha's been so good through the years. Mercury's been so good. Suzuki now stepped up, you know, donating engines to the class. And my students, when they get that real hands-on with the product, that's when they really start to excel.
Of course. Well, it makes perfect sense.
And learning, right? And learning. So that it's I've been watching the other clock.
I told you not to watch that clock.
I was looking at the clock. The clock's a little slow in here, and I'm thinking, man, I got all kinds of time today, and we don't.
So it's like about 2 minutes left.
I forgot all about that.
I warned him.
I've covered just about everything. I need to cover the cold weather real quick before we get off here, okay? So as we go into next week, next Tuesday and into the week, starting Sunday, it's going to get cold.
20s, they're saying.
Yeah. That's enough to freeze a block. It's enough to freeze a lower unit, okay? So if you've been listening to my show for any period of time for the last month or so, you know that your outboards need to be stored in a down position, okay? Your stern drives need to be stored in a down position, and you need to protect the engine side of it, either by adding a light or winterizing what you need to do or get it inside, okay? And your inboards, same thing, the engine area needs to be protected, as well as water systems on boats need to be protected.
Okay.
Okay? They have antifreeze that you can put in your water system that's just for water systems. It's drinkable, potable, so you can drink it, okay? So it will protect those systems. So make sure you monitor the weather. Make sure that you try to get your boat out of the wind and all that stuff and get it set up with a light or something, a heater of some type, if you can't winterize it and get past this cold snap. From what I understand, it's going to be cold the rest of the month, right?
Not
so
excited.
So we need to pay attention to that, so, okay? So make that happen. Protect
great
your
advice.
Boat.
Yep.
And don't come see me and ask me why your block is cracked and you got a leak.
Okay? We've been talking with Stefan Schmidt with Georgetown Technical College. Thanks to our sponsor, Key Marine. So much going on. Just congratulations. You should be so proud.
Thank
Stefan.
You so much.
Really great.
Yep. And we'll be back next week talking
and
about more stuff.
Got a podcast that you're putting out there too,
yep,
right?
Putting it on there on YouTube channel so,
okay,
as well.
Okay, check it out.
Yep, check
all
it
right.
out.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Boat Smart on Friday morning.